I'm Rhonda Hamilton, in for Dede Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR Music. We are festival hopping from the Billy Childs Quartet at Monterey. To Dave Douglas and Brass Ecstasy at Newport. Back to back, coast to coast, and deliciously different. So stay with me. At age 6, Billy Childs from Los Angeles tried piano lessons, and again at 11, but finally at 14, when he was at prep school feeling like a fish out of water, he and the piano clicked.
And there, it was cultural shock for me, because I was placed in this environment where it was all white and it was all boys. And I was the only black person there in the whole county, pretty much. So they had music that I had never heard, mainly Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I'd never heard of these people.
Billy dove into learning that music, memorizing a part, then running across campus to play it.
It was like a football field length away from the dorm rooms to the piano. So I'd have to remember it and then try to learn it on the piano. And I did this out of sheer boredom because there was nothing else to do. But then I grew to love the piano and you couldn't pull me away from it.
After prep school, Billy went back to Los Angeles and earned his composition degree at USC. In 1978, one of the top trumpeters ever, Freddie Hubbard, hired Childs and kept him in the group for 6 years.
Freddie was one of my main teachers in music ever. I mean, there's no way I could repay what he's done for me as a musician. I'd recently had listened to a lot of old recordings of me playing with him, and I can't imagine the patience that he must have exercised while trying to solo while I'm, you know, quote-unquote helping him with my youthful comping ideas, you know, which a lot of times meant just playing all over his solo. And when it got too bad, he would just turn around and just say, lay out, or yell it, and I would.
Hubbard could be gruff and impulsive, but with Billy, he was encouraging, even in his criticism.
He had a good heart. He taught me a whole hell of a lot. You know, and taught by example, too, because a lot of times when the time got lost during his solo, I would listen to him to find out where the time was and not the drums.
Billy made albums for the Windham Hill label. He received a commission from the 1994 Monterey Jazz Festival to write a piece for jazz piano and chamber orchestra. He won 2 Grammy Awards for Best Jazz Instrumental Composition. And Billy became a mainstay in trumpeter Chris Botti's band, working all over the world. Welcome to the eclectic world of Billy Childs, now leading his quartet at the 2010 Monterey Jazz Festival, in surround sound on Jazz Set.
Thank you.
The Billy Childs Quartet plays Aaron's Song.
That song that we played is a song that I wrote for my son, Aaron, who at the time I wrote it was 3 years old and he was really cute. Now he's 6'4". You know, basically a big guy who wants to be a guitar player, so that's cool.
I'm Rhonda Hamilton for Dee Dee Bridgewater on Jazzette in Surround Sound. We have pictures of Billy's quartet at Monterey at jazzset.npr.org. Steve Wilson plays saxophones.
The melodies that he improvises are genius. And his tone is beautiful on the alto sax.
Scott Colley is on bass.
I think of him as almost like a spiritual player because the things that he goes for, the things that he searches for, make the music more meaningful, more soulful.
Brian Blade on drums.
It's uncanny how he can get inside of a composition and bring out the full drama of each musical phrase.
And we're going to continue now with a song that I wrote, which was inspired by a graphic novel written by Art Spiegelman, or drawn and written by Art Spiegelman. It's called Mouse. And when I read it, I was really profoundly moved. It tells a story of his father who survived Auschwitz. This piece is called Hope in the Face of Despair.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The Billy Childs Quartet plays Hope in the Face of Despair at the 2010 Monterey Jazz Festival. Monterey and Newport are the granddaddies of American jazz festivals, far apart geographically, but spiritually not so far. They keep tradition, support new music, celebrate variety, and now on Jazzette, they offer contrast. From Monterey to Newport, we shift from an expressive piano quartet to a band that is powered by lips. 25 years ago, trumpeter Lester Bowie organized a funky brass choir to reinterpret spirituals, pop tunes, and everything in between. With Bowie's death in 1999, brass fantasy came to an end as well. Then, beginning about 5 years ago at the Festival for New Trumpet Music, Dave Douglas decided to renew the brass fantasy idea with a smaller group he calls Brass Ecstasy, now at Newport. On Jazzette.
Thank you. Thank you. Nasheed Waits on drums. On tuba, Marcus Rojas. On trombone, Luis Bonilla. And on the horn, Vincent Chancy.
Vincent Chancy on French horn was a charter member of Lester Bowie's original Brass Fantasy and of Dave Douglas and Brass Ecstasy at the 2010 Newport Jazz Festival in surround sound on Jazzette and jazzette.npr.org. I'm Rhonda Hamilton.
Jazzette receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
This set has become the group's second CD, entitled United Front, Brass Ecstasy Live at Newport.
Thank you.
United Front. We're going to play one more piece for you here, and this is something that is very personal tribute to Lester Bowie, the great trumpeter, composer, figure, personality, an inspiration to all of us, and somebody who we all wish was still here on the scene, but we feel the presence of his music almost everywhere you look, and I wanted to do something especially for Lester. So this is a piece for him that's also one of the reasons that this band is called Brass Ecstasy, was also because of the brilliance of Lester. We hope that you're just as ecstatic as we are to be here in Newport hearing all this great jazz. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Brass Ecstasy wraps up with Bowie by Dave Douglas. With Vincent Chancey, Luis Bonilla, and Marcus Rojas on brass, and soloing on drums, Nasheed Waits. Thanks to WBGO's Josh Jackson and recording engineer David Tallickson with Michael Downs from Newport. And to artistic director Tim Jackson, recording engineer Ron Davis, and his team for the Billy Childs Quartet from Monterey. Surround sound mix by Duke Marcos. Simon Rentner is my studio engineer. Our producer is Becca Pulliam. Executive producer, Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org. To hear this music and all our shows again, visit jazzset.npr.org. Guest hosting for Dee Dee Bridgewater, I'm Rhonda Hamilton.
Nasheed Waits!